At the end of each month, we check in with Great Lakes commentator and journalist Gary Wilson for updates on environmental stories from around the basin. This month, some of the biggest had to do with energy and how we transport it across the Great Lakes region. Gary Wilson, welcome back to Current State.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be with you. And I have to say that I get some angry salutations, but none quite like that.
It's not often that you're referred to as a tyrant, then, I take it.
No, other things, but not a tyrant.
Well, the biggest environmental story here in Michigan this month has been the state's $75 million settlement with Enbridge Energy over the 2010 Kalamazoo River oil spill. What's your impression of the settlement?
Well, Mark, I think it's a reasonable settlement, and I say that given the fact that punitive fines on spills are handled at the federal level. That's according to Michigan Department of Environmental Quality spokesman Brad Werpel. I had a number of exchanges last week with Werpel on the issue of the $75 million settlement, by the way, and he was very helpful in working out some of the nuances of it. Essentially, Michigan got money to restore parts of the Kalamazoo River, areas that would not have necessarily received attention otherwise. So that's a positive outcome, and the DEQ should be, and I think, applauded for those efforts. But to solely focus on the dollar amount of the settlement is a misplaced priority, Mark. And, you know, any financial settlement kind of becomes just a cost of doing business for companies like Enbridge, you know, the big oil companies. And I don't necessarily see, you know, those dollars as a deterrent. You know, all we have to do is look outside of the oil sector, look at the big banks and their misdeeds over the years. Huge fines definitely haven't deterred them from their bad financial behavior. So when we see dollar amounts for settlements, we have to keep them in perspective.
Yeah, you've said the settlement is too focused on peripheral restoration issues unrelated to the spill instead of prevention. What do you think the state could do to prevent another oil spill?
Well, I thought that any settlement release should and would lead with prevention, and I was really taken aback when that didn't happen. I think that's a mistake, Mark, and it sends the wrong message, not only to Enbridge, but to the public. Citizens on the Kalamazoo River, they deserve to know that prevention is Michigan's number one priority, and that didn't come out in the settlement message. Now, what Werpel did tell me was that prevention relates directly to maintenance and inspection, no surprise there. And again, both of those are federal responsibilities. He did say that Michigan will address those issues, though, in the pipeline task force project that is due to be released soon, maybe even as early as next month. He didn't provide details, but he said to stay tuned. You know, federal responsibilities aside, Mark, I've long said that Governor Snyder needs to use the gravitas of his office to keep the pressure on Enbridge and the federal government to be more transparent, to do more monitoring and inspections. And I hope he steps up to that task.
Well, the settlement has brought renewed attention to the Enbridge-owned pipelines running beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Most people's attention tend to gravitate toward the Straits and toward those Enbridge pipelines. What are the latest developments in the state's response to that issue?
Well, you know, a year ago, just about this time, Mark, I interviewed Governor Snyder, and he, again, emphasized to me that pipeline safety is a federal responsibility, but his staff had expressed its concerns to the federal authorities. And then in June comes, June of 2014, comes the Michigan Pipeline Task Force Committee, and it's going to be looking at pipeline issues. Again, that group's report is due soon, and Werpel said it will discuss the Straits of Mackinac pipeline. My hope for that report is that it'll be an unvarnished assessment, and it won't be couched in sanitized language. There's too much at stake for Michigan's tourism economy and the state's reputation. You know, I mean, can you imagine pure Michigan ads running while crews are trying to recover oil from the Straits of Mackinac? I can't.
Do state officials have a legitimate reason to question the federal officials' oversight of pipelines, though? I mean, are they legitimate in saying, hey, this is a federal issue?
It's legitimate that it's a federal issue. That's not a gray area. I just think when you've got so much at risk to Michigan's waterways and to, you know, the pure Michigan drives, a tremendous amount of revenue and goodwill for the state of Michigan, that I think that the governor and the attorney general and the Department of Environmental Quality, they have to use the bully pulpit wherever they can to pressure the federal government to do more. There's too much at risk for Michigan.
We're talking about May's biggest environmental news stories with Great Lakes commentator and journalist Gary Wilson. Another energy topic that's got quite a bit of attention this month is the new federal regulations involving the safety of rail cars that carry crude oil. Last week, you looked at the oil train issue at a workshop for journalists in Chicago. Update us on that, please.
Sure. The changes there were, to the regulations are forced by, the spate of oil train derailments, especially the one in Quebec that killed 47 people in 2013. But more recently, there have been derailments near Galena, Illinois, in West Virginia, and another one in a remote area of North Dakota. You know, fortunately, if you have to have a derailment with an explosion, these have been in remote areas. The changes essentially talk about slowing the trains down as they pass through populated areas, increasing inspections, and replacing older, weaker cars that have been in the system over a period of time.
Local governments near railway hubs and environmentalists as well have been raising concerns about the safety of these tanker cars for several years now. What's been their response to the new regulations?
Well, as part of the event last week in Chicago, we spent some time with Aurora, Illinois Mayor Tom Weisner. Aurora is the second largest town in Illinois and right on the path where rail tankers regularly come through. Weisner has been a leader in lobbying regionally and nationally for oil train safety, increased oil train safety. He remains concerned even if the new regulations are implemented. He's been on record that the loopholes outweigh the benefit of the rules. He did say he gets reasonably good cooperation from the railroad companies, but not so much from the oil companies. And of course, since public safety is a primary responsibility of municipalities, Mayor Weisner emphasized that Aurora's first responders are as prepared as they can be for an oil train disaster. They've undergone formal training. But he said the reality is that if there's a derailment and an explosion in an urban area, there's only so much that can be done because these are significant events. I think we've all seen the spectacular fires that result.
We've been talking about May's biggest environmental stories with Gary Wilson, Great Lakes commentator and journalist. As always, thanks for joining us, Gary.
Good to be with you, Mark. Thank you.
This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.